We are facing sophisticated cyber attacks by APTs, advanced persistent threat actors. They are capable, they are determined. Some of them are linked to states. Now, APTs, they can steal sensitive data, they can attack your essential services, they can play havoc with your systems. AI, especially frontier AI, is now going to help them. In fact, is helping them. They can attack faster, they can attack cheaper, they can attack at scale. And attacks can be done even by persons who are not so skilled. And some attackers are integrating AI into their cyber operations. Of course, the attackers who are the most capable, most well-resourced, will be the ones who are adapting to advanced AI quickly, integrating into their capabilities. It's a serious issue for Singapore. It's a serious issue for other countries. We are working with partners who have direct access to Mythos to understand the implications. We know what needs to be done urgently to strengthen our cyber defenses, and we are taking the steps. There are many stakeholders in dealing with these threats. All the owners of CII, which is critical information infrastructure, your telecoms network, for example, they have to urgently raise their cybersecurity posture. This has to be the responsibility at the board level. It cannot be delegated to the IT departments alone. The board of directors will have to say, we are responsible for it. CSA, the cybersecurity agency, last week wrote to the board of directors of the CII owners. We discussed this in Parliament as well this week. The telco sector is especially critical. They are a high-value target for attackers. Last year, I spoke about UNC 3886. They are an APT group that targeted our telco sector. IMDA issued an advisory, has issued an advisory to telcos, CII owners, to reinforce the urgency of the matter. The advisory includes guidance on measures that they can take, for example, and including using AI themselves for cybersecurity, updating risk management plans, and the risk management plans must account for AI-enabled threats. MAS has also met the CEOs of some financial institutions. They discussed the collective response to AI threats. So the government has, sensitized the various stakeholders, and of course, government itself is also taking steps. Here, MDDI, under Minister Josephine, is in charge, overall in charge. Then we have a cybersecurity agency, works closely with other relevant stakeholders. One of the permanent secretaries in MDDI, is in charge of cybersecurity, and he coordinates across agencies, including my ministry and MINDEF, security agencies. They work closely with other relevant agencies, and they have a seamless working relationship. There are existing platforms for them to work together. For example, on UNC 3886, many came together dealing with Mythos and the new AI and enabled threats. Also, the agencies are coming together. They report to Minister Josephine, and I, as a national security coordinating minister, also look at aspects of it. Look, would you say we can slow down on the adoption of AI? That makes no sense, right? That will make us less competitive and even more vulnerable. So we have to do two things in parallel. First, we have to become better in defending ourselves against AI threats. And second, we must ourselves become experts at using AI for our own purposes. So government agencies, including CSA, GovTech, MINDEF, HTX, which is an agency under Ministry of Home Affairs, are all working on this, both themselves and together. They are building and experimenting with our own AI tools for cyber defense. We are also using tools that are already openly available, and we are working closely with industry partners to keep pace. We have to continue to deepen our capabilities in AI, and we will build on our experience in dealing with UNC 3886. We will partner CII owners in this effort, which is really a whole of country effort.